He went off the bench around the country for, of course, Tyre Power, your trusted Aussie-owned tyre experts. Speaking of Tyre Power, time to talk about those that pump their tyres up picks for Tyre Power. It's time now for...
The Malcolm Blight...
Snap.
Medal for the third person self-congratulator of the year.
1, 2, 3...
We're just a content king.
You've actually won a medal, haven't you?
Best and fairest.
I think it's called the Malcolm Blight Medal.
All the effort behind the scenes. Yeah. It's like, I'm like Mayweather, mate.
I just come here and make magic happen.
Things are going really well. Like, really, really well. Actually, we're killing it. We're airborne.
You get Dwayne's Word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
Leaderboard, old mate, picks on 49, Tags 32, Camlick 30, and Fitzmagic 28, Gareth Hall 25, Johnny Stephenson 21 with Isaac Smith. Not certain those votes have been updated from last week. Maybe they have. But it's 120 vote week, Pixie. Cop this. 120 vote week.
120?
Yep.
It's having a good old go, isn't it?
It is. And we start with Brent Costello. He told him so. 2 votes.
Game one of a series is so important. I spoke about this with the guys yesterday before they flew out.
He spoke about it with them. He did. We give him 2 votes for that. Nick Nat, well, there's a new sheriff in town. His name's Harley Reid, but the old sheriff, Nick Nat, he reminds us, 2 votes.
Can you believe the hype that this kid's had to deal with?
Oh, it's amazing for me. I was that kid about 15 years ago for the last 15 years, so it's good to see Harley Reid. I've had a coffee with him down the beach, and he's a very recognisable guy, as I am too, so...
2 votes.
Very good. Liked it.
Now, it really starts to grow from here in a big week. 5 votes to... Well, Adam Cooney's done himself a mischief in the Dabble ad. 5 votes.
Dabble does not do bonus bets. Instead, they use real cash. And that is why Adam Cooney bets with Dabble, because they pay out their AFL promotions in cash.
Did you just refer to yourself in the third person?
He did. Did he just ask him?
In fairness, he's reading a script.
Was that asking himself whether he... I think he might have been the one asking himself.
No, that was Shorey.
Oh, was it? It was too, yeah. 5 votes, A-Rod. Oh, I don't know where he's bobbing up with his airtime. He hasn't got his on-air licence, but he somehow finds a way in. And not only that, he's on a nickname spree, A-Rod. Gets 5 votes.
Gary Lyng labelled me, he gave me the Riddler. Daniel Harford and Jason Richardson gave me the nickname A-Rod, and I gave myself the nickname Captain Sizzle.
It's pretty good.
He gets 5. The Wisp, Tim Watson, gets 6 votes for this.
Normally, if the game was going on, he'd go and belt someone, but the game had stopped at 3-quarter time. So he's looking to make a statement, and he had to get to his huddle, and standing between his huddle and him was your huddle.
But he didn't sort of smash anyone or whatever, because he realised that, you know, there's a couple of heavy hitters in the huddle there at 3-quarter time.
I think he was aware.
I think he saw the Wisp out of the corner of his eye, and he's like, hang on a minute. I'm not sure if I want to get in a tangle with the Wisp.
I heard that was very
6
funny.
Votes. Then we move to the tens picks. Andrew Gaze gets 10 on the run home for this.
Is he off season?
And what is it? A pop? Is it Gramps? What?
She said, "I'm going to have Maeve call you Ogo." I'm like, "Ogo? What is that? Is it a cartoon character or whatever?" And she says, "No, a great one."
Are you kidding?
Not bad.
Fitzmagic gets 10. He moves along to 38. He's having a better season. He was in good form yesterday for this.
No, so Tommy Haylock. No, but Tommy Haylock's protege is Dean Watling, and my protege is Mitch Lewis.
Who gave you the right to have a protege?
Mate, when you get
you
to
can't
the
just say it
well, Heath, when okay. you get to the top of your field, you let me know. Right,
I did for like 16, 17 years.
I said the top of your field, not in the field or on the field. I said the top of the field.
Wow.
Yeah, that is only 10 votes for that.
10 votes smacking back at Heath Shaw. 15 votes to Johnny Stephenson or J Steph or J Bone or J whatever he calls himself. He's on the Chemist Warehouse House of Athletics and he's doing a magnificent job. He moves to 36 and second for this.
J Bone is everywhere J Bone needs to be, thank man. You. And
so does J Bone need to be at the Nationals or not?
Does J Bone need or want? Which question?
Well, you just said J Bone will be where J Bone needs to be.
Correct.
Why is he J Bone? What's that mean?
He's a different version of his nickname every week, Picks. That's why he gets 15. He moves to, that's one of them. But a drum roll if we can. To round out the 120 vote week. Well, he famously had 53 possessions and kicked 6. So it's only fitting that in the front bar masterclass, Greg Diesel Williams gets 53 picks. That's the right number, 53. He went on a self-obsessed spree on the front bar. We loved it. Here it is.
I do a few club footy things, yeah. Functions and stuff, and I often say, you're probably a bit off telling people what I haven't won, Andy. Yeah, no, skills was, yeah, I had great technique. Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah, if I didn't get 40, I wasn't happy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. If I got 40, I'd have a six packet after dinner.
He, of course, had the, you know, the storied career, but couldn't win a premiership at the Cats. And he reckons, had you not left the footy club, that you would have won at least three. You would have been the difference between that Geelong group winning multiple premierships.
Yeah, well, Gary's a good judge.
Well, what's the most handballs you had in the game?
I'm not sure, but I've had 53 possessions.
Yeah, yeah.
Kick six.
What's the role you got at the footy club?
I'm director of footy and I just tell Vossie what to do.
Toughest opponent?
Never had one.
We only lost two games that year. In the middle of the year, to St Kilda and Sydney. What happened for those two games?
Well, I didn't lose them. Why? I didn't play. I missed those two. It's not my fault at all. But then when I came back and we won 16 in a row, I don't want to say, but I'm in the team of the century of the Swans and Carlton and the AFL. I've had them in this bag for...
Hey, excuse me, that's how you used to get paid.
There's a bigger bag than that, man.
Absolute masterclass picks. It was a masterclass. So he leads. The Diesel's in front. He's in front on 53.
Just from one night on the front bar. Yeah. Imagine if we got him on regularly.
Oh, if he had a regular segment somewhere, which we should do, by the way. It'd be,
well, he was on with... He used to come on with Gary and Tim.
Gary and Tim were the first to alert the world to his view of his own career, and it is very entertaining.
He was bloody good, I will say that. In fact, Pitch goes out for a meeting. He works with me. He goes out for a meeting at Carlton with Brad Lloyd and bumps into the Diesel. And he's met him there one other time. He said something about me come up. And he goes, oh, I was a better player than him. I said, we didn't have to tell you that. You would have known that, Pitch. He goes, oh, yeah, I was a better player than him. And you know what, Diesel? You were.
Didn't he have 31 on him one day?
In a final, yeah. He got a few junk ones late. But I think I got the interview after the game. I remember that.
You got the 31 on the ground, did you? On the day.
And the on-ground interview.
And the on-ground interview.
Well, I usually go to the player that's voted best on the ground. Aren't you know how it works? Diesel was trudging off with his beaten Carlton teammates. But anyway, that's another story. A story for another day.
53 to Diesel, 49 to Pixie. They're one out at the moment, the two of them. Tags is there. Miles makes a move on 38. Margaret after 10 with off the bench.